Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning again to all of the others who are joining us this morning. You for coming by the way of the blog. God has been so multitudinously good, so wondrous, and such ultra awesome blessings are falling and coming from the Lord. We do praise Him for everything He's done. Thank God for you joining us on this wonderful Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. This is the miracle line. If you need a miracle, miracles are available to you. Yeah, one of the keys is basically to contend for the miracle, to contend for it. The Bible says, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you. Contend for this miracle. Ask God for it, and don't let Him go until He blesses your soul. Do like Jacob. Let me go, Jacob. God, don't let me go until you bless my soul. He's in the blessing business, folks. He's in the blessing business. He will bless you, and He'll bless your soul. Just hold on. Yeah, hold on. He will bless your soul. Heavenly Father, good morning to you. Forgive us for every sin we've committed, every sin of omission, things we should have done that we haven't done, and every sin of commission. God, look on our faults, look beyond our faults, and see our needs. Boundlessly help us, every person on this line. Oh God, give them their heart's desires. I rebuke the enemy. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The curse be reversed upon you. I said, the curse be reversed upon you. Get out of here. You can't stay here. You can't stay on this line. Get off. The blood of Jesus will get on you. And the oil of the anointing is everywhere. It's going to get on you. And we'll be down as nothing. The blood of Jesus, the oil of the anointing. God, thank you for what you've done. Touch every person. We bind the devil and give deliverance in Jesus' name. I rebuke jealousy. I rebuke envy. I rebuke strife. Oh, God, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. And every tongue shall rise against you, that shall try to rise against us in judgment, you'll condemn it. Bless, bless, Lord. We do look unto you. We look up, Lord, from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bind the enemy. The blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus. Thank you for the all and anointing. I found that in the scripture, Lord, the other day, that you made available to us the oil of the anointing, destroying every yoke. That anointing destroys every yoke. We bind the devil. Now, thank you for everything. Thank you for your goodness and kindness. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. Look unto you in Jesus' name. Thank you, because you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we be afraid? Nobody, because the Lord is our light and salvation. Thank you, Lord, for it. Bless us today. Don't let us leave the same way we've come. Bless everybody. Look on the people in Ferguson. Remember them again. Send your healing hand. Your healing hand. And look all around the country and heal our nation. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And thank you again and again and again and again and again for your blessings. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And good morning, Lord, first of all. Good morning, Lord. Everybody speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah, okay. Let's slow. Let's slow here. Let's try it again. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Everybody. Good morning, Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
If you got a mouth to open, you ought to be able to say good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
God has been good to you. I don't care if you have sleep. Wake up and give God some praise. Praise check is to check what level your praise is on. Everybody has a praise. If you can hear me right now, that's a praise. Amen. If you can hear me right now, that's a praise. You're on some praise. There's many folks who couldn't hear this morning when they woke up. So let's give Him a praise and see what level your praise is on. Praise check. Mine is here. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Everybody praise him. Come on, praise him. Oh, thank you, thank you. 913-801-616-912. Praise him. 847, praise him. Thank you. Oh, 773, praise him. 910. All you, everybody give him praise. Sir, thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful, so amazing, so astounding. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Can you give him praise? Can you give him adoration? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. We have a praise for him. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for you and for you and for you coming with the praise this day. God deserves the praise and all the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. We want to ask that you get your praise report ready, and we're going to open the line for you. My God, give him praise and adoration for what he's done for you. This is a great day, a great day. We do rejoice in the Lord here today. All right. We were in revival last night. Yeah, and I want to thank all of you who held up my arms on the blog line. Thank you so very, very, very much. God is good. God is so kind. And I know that the Lord bless you on the blog line as you were able to give God over 2 billion praises. That's why the enemy is mad, because he doesn't like God giving praises like that. But God be praised. He's the one who has blessed all of us and blessed us and helped us. God be praised. I do want to give honor this morning and special to our best lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. God bless her. Thank God for my 94-year-old mother, Mother Andy Johnson, and for all the ambassadors, Ambassador Franklin, Ambassador Dern, Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador-elect Hodges, and Ambassador-elect Sith, and all of you who love the Lord. God is so good. He's so kind, so wonderful. Amen. Get ready to move forward with our ambassadors all over the country. Amen. Be in prayer for us. We need your prayers. Mothers, you've been praying for us. I need your prayers as never before. Thank you for your prayers and for all of you on this prayer line. Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Indeed, God, give honor to all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, and elders, and friends, and all of you who love the Lord. We come before you humbly, knowing that we have many leaders on this line, and we have people from all denominations on this line. We give God the glory and praise for you who are coming. This is a wonderful, wonderful privilege. So I approach you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. And we thank you for all the leaders who are on the line. God bless you. Amen. I wonder, is Ambassador Pfeiffer or Ambassador Stern here? Either one of them can get those praise reports for us this morning. Ambassador Hagen, getting the three no's. Amen. Why you, if you would, take those praise reports. I got one. Oh, my. Last night, in our final night of our revival at Amazing Grace, it was so ultra awesome. My God, we had such a great time. The Lord moved. Oh, my God. And we were all revived. And as we just praise God, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So much joy and amazing grace on last night. So much peace. Oh, my Lord. Connie Johnson Vaughn taught and brought the word last night. It was so rich, so rich. my God. And we just give God praise for it and glory for it.
Yes.
Amen. All right.
God bless
we just,
you.
Go ahead.
Praise God. And honor to God and thank God for another day. Amen. Thank God for another Thanksgiving season. And thank God for our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Thank God for Ambassador Betty Johnson. Amen. God bless you, Lady Betty. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is all lost. We praise God. Mother Johnson, we thank God for you, young lady. We just praise God for hearing your voice on the prayer line every day. And we know that you are there. When we know that you are there, it gives us an uplifting in our spirits. Praise God. And know that we can run on and see what the end is going to be. And we thank God for your presence on this prayer line. And each of you, we thank God for everyone on the prayer line, all those that join us. It's such a blessing. It's such a unified blessing. Praise God. Thank God for everybody assembling themselves together just to come together and pray. So I just praise God, and I will let you tell your praise report. Hopefully I can get mine in at the end, but I want to hear what God has done for you. I know the Lord has been a miracle worker. We are hearing about all the things that we have prayed for down through the year. Chief Ambassador, I am thanking God because I write it down. I keep note of the miracles that God is working on the prayer line. Praise God for that. You know, you pray, and you don't know unless they come back and tell you. When they come back with that praise report, that lets you know that God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. He is lifting these burdens. No matter what is going on in Ferguson and California and different places because of situations, God is yet moving. He's yet working. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's not hiding out, but God is yet moving by his spirit.
Amen.
Yet moving burdens. He's yet working miracles in our lives. And I just honor him this morning. I thank God for allowing me to say thank you. Thank you. Praise God. I could be tongue-tied and couldn't say anything, but I'm glorifying my God for allowing me to say thank you. I thank God for even letting me love him. Hallelujah. I wasn't worthy, but he called me worthy. When he pulled me up out of the muck and the mire, he pulled me worthy to bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Let praises continually be in my mouth, and I will not stop glorifying. Hallelujah. I thank God because I can go throughout the day the same way, praising and blessing his holy name, telling God how good he is to me, telling God thank you for what he's doing for you, thanking God for the prayers that they are not hitting rock bottom, but they are going up to heaven. And he said, when I hear from you, I heal the land. So we have to make a deposit into heaven. So God bless you. Who will be the first one with a prayer? With a praise report. Let's give it, and you don't have to be as long as I am. God bless you. We do have a limit, but God bless you. Your praise report, who will be the first one this morning?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's just so good. He allowed me to see another Thanksgiving Eve. Lord, have mercy with food and clothes and shelter, and Lord, that I was able to help someone that is in need. I just thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. My son wasn't able to come home, but I said, don't worry, be happy. I just was just saying, don't worry, be happy. And that worry just left me. It just went on off of my mind. I said, you can't come. You just can't come. But don't worry, be happy. And I thank God for that, Dr. Johnson. Don't worry, be happy. It's a good thing to be happy. And I thank and praise God for that.
Amen. Praise God. Someone else.
God, Harry. Mother Britt. Yeah, I want to thank God for being on the prayer line this morning. Thank God for Ambassador Johnson. That's happening. Everyone on here this morning. I just thank God for your prayers. I went over Saturday to bury my cousin. The Lord took me over the highway safe without any hurt, harm, or danger. And everything went well. I had a beautiful funeral. And she gone on to be with the Lord. So I'm grateful for that. And now I'm getting ready to go again. I'm getting ready to go tomorrow to Charlotte to visit my son. And William, when I ask y'all to pray for him, I'm going to visit him and encourage him in the Lord. So I'm not going to make two calls, but y'all, as I praise the Lord, you continue to keep me in prayer as I go again tomorrow. May God bless y'all, and y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you, Mother.
Just to Jerry this morning, I thank and praise God for another year myself.
Yes.
And seeing all these kids of mine healthy and strong. And thank God for the one sent me money to go get my car winter ride. Mama, you need your car fixed so you don't be stopping in the cold. It's too cold to be on the road. Oh, Lord, I just thank and praise God for these kids. Woo! And then I had the nephew came by. He said, I'm 10 minutes away. I come over. He just lifted an old TV out of my room, big old thing, and he's a little fella. I said, oh, my God. And all day yesterday, I was just saying, thank you, Jesus. Say, I just felt so good. Woo, and I'm still praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, my youngest daughter said, come over tonight and spend the night at my house and stay all night with me, and we're going to just have a feast together. Oh, my God, I just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Praise God for children that are willing to accept and call their mother blessed. Amen. Someone else, jump in.
Sister Karen Brown, I thank God this morning for my life, for my family's life, for keeping us from hurt and harm. I'm sure you all have heard about what's going on here. And I just thank God for keeping us safe.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We have been praying for that, those situations around the world. But we know that God is in control no matter what happens. Praise God. Someone else, Mother Johnson, do you have a praise report this morning? I hear your soul is happy.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Yes, yes, God bless each of you and to the leader, and God bless your holy name. The Lord is blessing us. And oh, I tell you, we have just come out of revival, and I may every day, Sunday morning, started Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. And I praise God, I made all of those meetings, and I thank God because the Lord is in the blessing business. He was at every service we had. And I thank God he let me have a wonderful, wonderful night of rest on last night. And I woke up this morning on time for the prayer. And I praise God because he's keeping me alive and taking good care of me. And I thank God for everything that he's done for me. And still, he's still blessing me. And I'm looking forward to a word from my grandson real soon. He said that the lawyer called my daughter and said in 3 weeks, well, he wrote her a letter and said she'll know something in 3 weeks. So it's a week after Thanksgiving. We'll be the third week. And I just thank God. I'm just listening, waiting, and I will let you know whatever been said, whatever been done. So pray for Mother Johnson. God will get the glory out of our life. The Lord did save in our revival. And I'm just happy and glad because the Lord is truly blessing. God bless you.
God bless you, bless you, bless you. We love that. Thank you. Thank you for just christening the line for us this morning. Amen. With that wonderful praise report, God bless you. And we pray, we will continue to pray that that grandson come home. Amen. Amen. We're just thanking God for
it.
You know, it's already done. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. I truly give honor to the Lord, who's truly the head of my life. I truly thank God for each and every last one of you. I thank God for life. I thank God on this morning that he did what he said he was going to do. My mom is up in heaven. He has healed her body, and I'm giving God all the praises. This is a great day that I'm thanking God. I am truly, truly blessed. And I just thank God on this morning. And this morning I woke up with happy feet. And God just let me know that my mama is healed. I thank God for healing her. Oh, God, I thank God for healing her and taking her up to heaven, because I know that's where her spirit is at. I'm just giving God the praises this morning. I love each and every last one of you. I thank you for all the phone calls. I had many, many phone calls. God bless you all for took out the time to give me a call to think about little poor me. I just thank God for you all. And God said, have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe to you all, whether you're traveling or not. I won't be traveling. I thank God for that, because I don't travel enough. So I'm just giving God the praises. Thank you, God. You guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Amen. Another praise.
Can you hear the Sister Johnson in Texas?
Go ahead.
Yes, I praise God for another day that he has blessed me to see. I thank the Lord for his renewed mercy. And yet, being in the land of the living, truly God has been so very good to me. I do honor Ambassador Johnson and all the saints on the line this morning, praying that you all will continue to have a blessed, blessed day and blessed holiday season. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I'm looking so forward to having my husband with me from the nursing home. He's going to be with us, Lord's will, for Thanksgiving, and that'll be the first time him being back into the home since he had that major stroke in September of last year. But God has been truly good to him, and I am so grateful for all the prayers and everything. God has been good. Continue to pray for us, and we love you, we love you, we love you.
God bless you. The Lord is working it out. He's working it out. Amen.
Yes.
I know you be blessed with your husband out of that home, in the home where he belongs. Just even if it's for one day, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God for the favor. Amen. Another praise report.
Praise the Lord to everyone. This is
praise
my Lord. Lick is Ambassador Elixir. I just want to praise God for his goodness and his mercy toward me. And I thank him that his anointing rests in the atmosphere. And what the word says, why are you yet speaking or why are you thinking? God is going to manifest something for you. So my expectations were this weekend to get my oil changed in my car and a tune-up, get the tires rotated, since I am now driving on the highway again. So I received a phone call on yesterday from some friends of mine who said, we're going to bless you, woman of God. Before you go to work this morning, you go to certain such place. They're going to rotate your tires and then going to do your oil change. Going to do a tune-up. Fill your car up with gas and wash it for you. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm not going to work just yet. Amen. Soon as Firestone open, I will be there at 7:30. And I just thank God that he put me in the position to work when I need to, but I'm going to stay there in order so I can get off early. Amen. But I just thank God for the little bitty things and all things. I give him thanks. In all things, I give him thanks. Hallelujah. And I thank him that my spirit is connected, because I tell everybody everywhere, everything on earth has time to it. But when it leaves and hit heaven, it has no time. He knows exactly when you need it. I needed it done about a couple of months ago, but didn't do it. But he knew my desire, and he grabbed it and sent the answer to me. Glory to God. God bless everyone, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect. We just thank God for you. We know how difficult it is when you're going to work every single day. You have to take some time out to renew and restore and refresh your life. Thank God for that.
that they God gave you favor. Amen. God is looking out for his people. Amen. A couple of more praise reports. Who else? Who else? Come on.
This is Sister Christopher, area code 901. I just wanted to thank God this morning. On last week, I called and I was getting ready to take a test. And Dr. Johnson paid for me on en route to that test. And I just want to let the prayer line that God is awesome. He does what he does. I passed that test, and I'm waiting just to get access to the hospital so that I can begin my assignment. And I am just thankful, 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 thankful.
Amen. Praise God. That's what we need to hear. Anyone else has a report? God bless that you asked them. Amen. There's a lot of prayer requests that's been before. Has God answered your prayer? Amen. Someone else, give us a praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Evangeline Baker from Hollywood, California. And I would like, good morning. I would say I will give God all the praises and all the glory this morning. And I thank God for Dr. Vanessa Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson, all the women of God on the prayer line. I thank God for sent me up this morning to be a part of this service morning. And I would like to say that I had prayed with a part in our church that we fed pre-Thanksgiving Day on last Sunday. And I was a part and a volunteer and taking food also to the church. We fed over 2,000 people who came from all walks of life. And we all prayed. It was very successful. So when praises go up, blessings come down. And I would just like to say thank God, and I thank God for the prayer line. And you all be blessed and have a good day. Thank you, and God bless you.
Bless you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Prayers being answered. Amen. One last one. Who has a burning one? Who has something that God has done for them they just don't want to hang on to until tomorrow? You have to tell us today. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God for the youth prayer line on last night and all the saints that joined in on the line. We thank God because it was so anointed, so blessed, and we are praising God because we talked about youth in ministry and how they can be encouraged to work in ministry. What would encourage them? Who's their example? Who's doing the teaching? And we know that the word said train up a child in the way they should go, but are we really training them in the way they should go? Are we trained in the way we should go? So we'll let you think about it. But God bless you, and we had such a wonderful, wonderful time. As the revival was going on at Amazing Grace, that anointing spilled over into the prayer line last night, the youth prayer line, and we were blessed. Our souls were blessed. Ambassador-elect Fitz prayed us out in our closing prayer. Sister Fryerson prayed us in our opening prayer. But Evangelist Ambassador.
Yeah, they was so he was so great as he gave that to me in my prayer time. And I'm going to give it to Amazing Grace, hopefully on this Sunday. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and thank you all for everything y'all have said and done. Thank you for all of those who remembered your chief ambassador. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. Let's go to our prayer request. Amen. If you have a prayer request, please, why don't you step up and give it. We want to pray for you and pray for your needs. Who's the first one to have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Mother Johnson, I'm just asking y'all to continue to pray for my family, that we continue to love and share our love with one another. I'm just asking you to pray for the senior citizens this Thanksgiving. Just pray for each and every one, and pray for the prayer line, Dr. Johnson and his family, for his lady and Mother Johnson. Just pray for all of us.
Right, we will, Mother. Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. All right, who's next? Prayer request.
Hello.
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, Mother Digby from Chicago. I would like to request prayer for we're having two homegoing services at our church this weekend, on Friday for Mother Woodruff, and then on Saturday having a homegoing service for Gail Williams, a young lady. She's a sick, she had sickle cell, and she just passed away suddenly.
Oh, Jesus.
Request prayer for that family, for both of those families.
Wow. We certainly will. Yeah, we will. God bless you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord, Ambassador Johnson. This is Ambassador Stern. Praise the Lord, and I'm asking prayer for a daughter of mine that is going for a very high position for an interview today, and she desired that job, and we want prayer for her.
Okay. I got it. Now, is that your daughter?
Yes, sir, my daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, anyone else?
Good morning. This is Nita from area code 616. I would like to request prayer for Marlena. Marlena is in the hospital with sickle cell. Mm-hmm. And I would also like to request prayer for her 2-pound, 8-ounce baby.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. We certainly will. My God. Anyone else before we pray?
This is Sister Lucille. Sister Lucille, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me.
All right. Any special requests? No. Okay.
I'm Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Just keep me in your prayers and all my family, my child's family. And God bless you. Bless you.
We certainly will, Mother Johnson. Okay. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Sister Brown, 314, unspoken.
Okay. All right.
Good morning.
I heard you, Sister
morning,
Jennifer.
Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I might not sound like myself because I have a cold, but anyway, I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for each of you, and I have an unspoken request, and I'm praying for the whole prayer line. When you don't hear me, just pray for me. God bless you.
All right, Mother Wilson. All right. I'll take about two or three more prayer requests if you have them.
Yes, good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Area code 516, please keep me and my kids in your prayers, please. And also, a good friend of mine is traveling from South Carolina to just come in, just spend time with us for Thanksgiving. I'm asking for traveling mercy, please. Her name is Simone.
What's her name again? Simone?
Simone. Yeah, she's going to go and see her father, too, because he passed away. So I'm asking for prayers for everyone traveling mercy. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone on the line. I love you all, and God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Is that it? Take one more. If you have it, we'll take it. Anyone else?
Yes. I'm Aretha Scott in Chicago.
God bless you, Mr. Scott.
Yeah, I was going to pray because I'm having pains all in my back. I took so much, and it's still there, and it's been on me for a week, and I would like to have prayer, please.
Oh, my God. Okay. I certainly will. All right. Is Ambassador Stern there? Can you pray for these people?
Oh, I didn't take them down today, Chief Ambassador. I normally write them down every day. Today,
all right.
Right. I did not take them down. I could pray a general prayer.
What uniform I had on yesterday?
Hey, man, I think a general prayer would get everybody.
I'm sorry.
Everything. Okay. If you'd like to pray.
Amen. I usually take them down, but I've been up all night myself. I had a couple of things that was going on in my own household on yesterday that required me to be up. I don't tell everything. Only God knows. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I certainly will pray this morning. I thank and praise God for another day's journey. And I certainly thank God for another Thanksgiving season, which we know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but thank God that we're in the land now where the pilgrims set it aside to give God the thanks unto him in the season, and I certainly do thank the Lord. This Thanksgiving season is causing more than what I inquired for it to be, having family and friends and being a pastor, everybody stopped by, and I thank and praise God that two of my bathrooms had to be done, but when they went in there to do them, they had to do more work than what anticipated, so when they had to do all that stuff, I had to move everything, but I'm not complaining. I thank God for the blessing anyway. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we bear in prayer this morning, we come to give you a corporate Thanksgiving praise from every last one of us in Jesus. Oh, God, as we embrace your presence every day and every morning, new mercies we see. And, yes. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, and we praise you. And we come, oh, God, and ask that you will forgive us, oh, God. This is a
yes.
good time to get a blood bath in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just forgive us for everything that we've done, said, and omit.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, and as we embrace your presence this morning, oh God, we want to lift up our chief ambassador first this morning,
yes.
oh God, in the name of Jesus, for I feel, oh God, it's the strength that he need, and we know the strength come from you, but God, we
yes.
raise hands up. Oh, God, let the errands be around him. And, oh, God, every last one of us, oh, God, are responsible for lifting him up in prayer and lifting him up before you in the name of Jesus. And we come, oh, God, and pray that your power from on high will engulf him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen thee, thy servant. We pray in the name of Jesus. Touch, oh, God, Lady Betty, Ambassador Betty, oh, God, as they've been in revival. Oh, God, and revival is good for the spirit. Oh, God, for the spirit man. Man, oh God, still needs rest. And we
right.
pray, oh God, for restoration unto the family. Oh God, but thank you for the revival. In
right.
the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for the first family, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. We thank you this morning, oh God, for Mother Adley Johnson, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you still have around, that we can be blessed by her, God. And that's a blessing all by itself. And we thank you this morning. Oh, God, we pray that you give her the desires of her heart,
yes.
oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because
yes.
you're right now, God. We're praying, oh, God, that the grandson, oh, God, would be released from out of the hands of the low in
yes.
the mighty name of Jesus. For, God, you're just that kind of God, and
yes.
you can do it, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we come praying this morning, huh? For those that put their names and their requests on the prayer list this morning.
Yes.
I don't know why, oh, God, that I didn't take them this morning, but you know why, in the name of Jesus. But
yes.
you know every heart, and you know every heart desire, in the name of Jesus. We come praying right now for anyone that is sick, Lord God. I heard in the spirit, Lord God, as the woman of God was saying someone with sickle cell, oh God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, and we come praying for the family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we ask, oh God, that those that are sick and those that are shut in, oh God, we come imparting the blessing of healing over them, because healing is the children's bread. And God, we know how to pray for healing, and we have seen you, oh God, that you raised them up, oh God, in such a time as this. And, oh, God, we want to thank you. How we've been praying, oh, God, for Evangelist Johnson. I believe that her husband, oh, God, has been in the nursing home. But, God, you've been a merciful God and a kind God. And you allowed him, oh, God, to come out of those walls and just to smell the fresh breath of the air, oh God, to breathe in the name of Jesus. And God, that's a Thanksgiving blessing all by itself in the name of Jesus. And I can identify, oh God, with that blessing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many Thanksgivings and holidays, Lord God, that my mate was not able, oh God, to enjoy it like I thought he would, Lord.